USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the Jamestown Settlement Museum in Williamsburg, Virginia. Now, the president is delivering remarks at the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislative assembly.
Here on the shores of the James River, the first representative legislative assembly in the New World convened. By the devotion of generations of patriots, it has flourished throughout the ages. And now that proud tradition continues with all of you. To every Virginian and every legislator with us today, congratulations on four incredible centuries of history.
Two people are dead and two others were injured at a shooting at a Walmart in Mississippi on Tuesday. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office says the two people who died are believed to be Walmart employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The Trump administration is pushing Guatemala to approve a safe third country agreement that would force refugees and asylum seekers to apply there instead of coming to the United States. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli is pushing back against an article on The Hill which calls the idea jaw-droppingly insane.
The murder rate in Baltimore is higher than it is in Guatemala. So, if people want to talk about where you're safe and where you're not, maybe the Hill author could turn and look at some of the cities in this country where the murder rate is through the roof.
2020 Democratic contender Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Google for censorship. In a new video ad, Gabbard says the concentration of power at companies like Google is a direct threat to our democracy.
And nearly 70% of all Americans now use Facebook. Google controls 88% of all internet searches in the United States, with 73% using their YouTube platform.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democrats will have one of their two debates this week in Michigan, a state that President Trump won by the slimmest of margins in 2016. Laura Cox is a Michigan GOP chairman. She joins Fox News and tells them how the president's policies are helping people in Michigan.
The economy is going in the right direction in Michigan. You know, we have billions of dollars being reinvested here in Michigan. We have a plant moving from Mexico to Michigan. We have a manufacturing plant being built in the city of Detroit. That hasn't happened in years, decades. So, you know, unemployment is at record historic lows in Michigan. The trend is going where it needs to be. And we believe that the president's policies directly have positively impacted the people of Michigan. And we're really excited to talk about that.
As far as what Republicans are doing in Michigan to prepare for the 2020 election, Cox says,
the number one rule of politics is to keep what you want. The campaign is very invested in Michigan. We're starting our ground game. It's strong. We're starting 8 months earlier than we have in history that I know of any presidential election. I've been involved in politics for a very long time. We feel that we're going to talk about all the successes that the president has brought to the people of Michigan. When we talk about that, we think, and we put that against all the socialist policies that the Democrats continue to talk about. They keep going more left each and every debate. Once we talk about that, we know that it'll be an easy choice at the polls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.